We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Take us through this Buffalo Central Terminal restoration project and what sprouted the idea to present some redevelopment plans and ideas from the minds of your UB students.
So we have an architecture program. We've got a real estate program. And what we really want to do is work together to really make an impact on the city. And lo and behold, I saw this summer there's a request for expressions of interest, is what it's called, or sort of early proposal stages, to work not just on the terminal, but on the grounds of the terminal. So that's a site that's owned by the cities next to the terminal. And I thought, what more fun could we have with the students to actually look at a project as it is, as it unfolds in real life? So I teach in architecture. I have my colleague, Matthew Rowland, teaching in real estate. Enrico is a real estate student. There's many architecture students as well. And we put them in teams together to essentially first figure out, like, what does this area need? So we do research, we talk to residents, we did market research, we did historical research. And to then come up with not just nice looking designs, which we are very good at here at the University of Buffalo, but actually viable development proposals as well. Yeah, so that's kind of how this came about, just linking into the news, you know, and seeing if we can make an impact.
What did this project entail for the students? What was the curriculum for these plans that will be presented on Wednesday?
So there's two courses. So there's an architecture course, that's my course, and then there's Matt Rowland's course, a real estate course. For me, the architects, they do site analysis, as it's called. So for instance, they look at the history, the infrastructure, they look at demographics, and then they make what's called a site design or an urban design. So they shape the blocks, they look at the open spaces, and what we did is kind of a new idea is we actually made this a competition. So Matt's class and his syllabus will talk about sort of the calculations, but also the market research. And we've grouped people together in teams of five, and we're going to pick a winner. I can't say what the prize is right now. You know, you'll have to wait until tomorrow. But what you'll see is essentially site designs, so blocks, open spaces, infrastructure, and calculations, you know, viability of these site designs. As criteria for the competition, we did really listen to neighborhood residents. So we focused, for instance, on providing living wage jobs, which, as you know, East Buffalo really, really needs. Affordable housing, which the area also really needs. But also, you know, we took a bit of a leap saying transit connectivity. You know, we're next to Buffalo's main railway station, at least from the past. Let's focus on a light rail station there as well. Let's focus on the green space. We're next to that beautiful great lawn. So let's integrate that into our site as well. So we have these sort of criteria for this competition that really bind real estate and architecture together. And I think the teams have really risen up to the task. The designs really show that. Yeah.
Now, this project, obviously, then at that point is certainly focused on the entire grounds kind of surrounding the entire facility, not just on specifically like the giant clock tower or the station where the baggage claim area was. It's just the whole thing, right?
Yeah. In fact, you know, we are not touching the central terminal building itself. That is a really big project. You got to remember, you know, this is a big renovation project. We're specifically focusing on the city-owned site that is southwest of the terminal. You know, we did some interesting research. We found that there's a rail terminal on that site that's actually older than the central terminal. It's from 1917. There's a post office building that's connected to the central terminal. It's a massive site, 16 acres of former rail tracks and these old buildings. So one of the criteria was also, you know, look, students, try to do something with these buildings. Try to see what we can make work.
Now, I know you can't necessarily discuss in terms of what the prize may be, but just how much can you go into detail in terms of how the process will be determined going forward with the best plan that is presented by these teams?
So on Wednesday, we have our presentation here at UB, and there's a jury of five members from the neighborhood, and then one of the members is my dean, Robert Shibley, as well. And that jury, and not me nor Matt, but the jury will decide who is the winning team. And you know, we start presenting at 3 p.m. and at 6 p.m. we'll have a winner.
Very good. Excellent. And what does working on a project like this mean to you when it comes to having your students come up with these potential ideas for revitalization is the word I'm looking for, of an important piece of Buffalo architecture and the grounds there that has arguably been in need of a facelift for several years now?
Oh, yeah. I think I've really, really enjoyed teaching this class. What I like the most is that we are picking up something that is happening in real life and that we are trying to emulate that real life as good as we can. So again, we are good at making beautiful designs in this school. We are good at making viable real estate proposals. This is really trying to get those two things to work together. That's what I get the most kick out of, you know, is to try to get a proposal that really raises the bar on what can happen on this site, but is also viable. It's not just a pretty picture. So I really like that. And I've done that in the past studios. I've worked in East Buffalo and in various other studios as well. This is really that next level of viability. This is something that can really happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.